Welcome to the cabinet of Dr. Fritz. Here you will find stories that are surreal, bizarre, mystical, humorous, and horrific. It is important that you listen with headphones. This is a Kunstkopf binaural sound experience, sound that surrounds you, above, below, all around you. Please put on your headphones. You should now be hearing me in your left ear. If not, reverse your headphones. You should now be hearing me in your right ear. Good. Now, the cabinet of Dr. Fritz is you.
The mayor of New Orleans, spiffy in his patent leather brown and white shoes, his plaid suit, his Rudolph Valentino parted down the middle hair, sits in his office.
Work has kept your honor late.
Here, have some of my fine bootleg gin, Zuzu.
Sprawled upon his knees is Zuzu, local do-wack-a-doo and voodoo-dee-o-doo fizzgig.
Hello?
Harry, you better get down here quick. What was one storm, it is now a creeping thing.
What?
What's wrong, Harry?
I've got to get down to the infirmary, Zuzu. Something awful's happened. The thing is stirred in its moorings.
What thing?
The thing that my grandfather, Harry, and his generation of parents thought was nothing but a false alarm.
Dragging Zuzu by the fox skins hanging from her neck, the mayor leaves City Hall and jumps into a Stutz Bearcat parked at the curb. They reach the St. Louis Cathedral.
What's going on, hon?
Shh, don't ask.
Yeah,
Joe sent me.
All right.
Is this a speakeasy?
This church has been converted into an infirmary.
Why are all those people lying on carts? Why are all those doctors wearing masks and white coats?
Doctors always wear masks and white coats.
Look here, hon. This one looks like the priest.
It is the priest.
What's that funny smile on his face?
Don't ask.
What's the situation report here, Doc? We have 22 of them.
The only thing that seems to anesthetize them is sleep.
When did it start?
This morning.
We got reports down here from people that were doing
stupid sensual things.
Did you say something?
We're in a state of uncontrollable frenzy.
We're cutting a mean mooch and lusting after relevance.
So?
We decoded this coon mumbo jumbo.
We knew that something was just brewing, just like the gay 90s flare-up.
We thought that the local
infestation area was Place Congo.
Place Congo?
So we put our antipathetic substance to work on it.
To drive it out.
It started to play hide and seek with us.
A case of occurring in one neighborhood and picking up in another.
It began to leapfrog all about us.
But can't you put it under one of them microscopes? Lock it in.
Lock it in?
Can't your protective reaction the damn blame thing?
Protective reaction?
Yes, I got an election coming up.
To blazes with your election, man.
Don't you understand?
If this jazz crew becomes pandemic,
it will mean the end of civilization as we know it.
That's serious, huh?
Yes.
You see,
it's not one of those germs that break, bleed, suck, gnaw, or devour. It's nothing we can
bring into focus
or categorize.
Once we call it one thing, it forms into something else.
That bad, huh?
This belongs under some ancient demonic theory of disease.
Well, what about the priest?
We tried him, but it seized him too.
He was shouting and carrying on like an old coon went at the bass drum.
I see. What about the patients? Did you ask any of them?
Yes, one, Harry.
We asked him questions.
Like what he had seen.
What did he see?
He said he saw the Nkulu Kulu of the Zulu.
How did he feel?
He said he felt like the gut heart of Africa's interior.
He said he felt like the Congo,
land of the panther. He said he felt like
deserting his master, as the Congo is prone to do.
He said he felt he could dance on the night.
Well, what about his hearing?
He said he was hearing a shank bone.
Jews, harps,
bagpipes,
flutes,
conch horns,
drums, banjos,
bassoons. Well, then what did he say?
He started speaking
in tongues.
In tongues?
In tongues.
Now, what the hell? Zuzu, what are you doing? For God's sake, stop dancing.
They're all leaping off their carts.
Everyone is dancing.
Do something. Stop them. I say. Oh, my. I feel something in the nape of my neck. Oh, my. Jess Grew's getting me, too. Oh, my. Oh, my.
The doctor, who rushes to his aid, starts slipping, dipping, gliding on out the door and into the street. Window shades fly up, lights flick off, and before you know it, the whole quarter is in convulsion. By morning, there are 10,000 cases of Jez.
Mumbo Jumbo by Ishmael Reed. Mandingo, Mama Gayambo, magician who makes the troubled spirits of ancestors go away. Mama, grandmother, and Gayo, trouble, and Mbo, to leave.
With the astonishing rapidity of Booker T. Washington's grapevine telegraph, Jeff Screw spreads through America following a strange course. Pine Bluff and Magnolia, Arkansas are hit. Natchez, Meridian, and Greenwood, Mississippi report cases. Sporadic outbreaks occur in Nashville and Knoxville, Tennessee, as well as St. Louis, where the bumping and grinding caused the governor to call up the guard. A mighty influence, Jess Grew, infects all that it touches.
The Jess Grew crisis is becoming acute.
That's right.
Not only that, the black, yellow and red Mutafika are looting the museums, shipping the plunder back to where it came from.
The Mutafika?
Yeah, according to the Quran.
The Quran.
The Mutafikas were inhabitants of the ruined cities where Lot's people lived.
The Mutafika?
The Arnapolis.
Just as the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah were the Bohemians of their day.
Bohemians?
Burber Lang and his gang are the Bohemians of 1920s Manhattan.
Yeah.
America, Europe's last hope. The protective archives of mankind's achievements has come down with the bad case of Jez Grew.
Jez Grew?
The 1920s, that one decade which doesn't seem so much a part of American history as the hidden after hours of America struggling to jam, to get through. America is born at 3:03 on the 4th of July, Gemini rising. It is to be mercurial, restless, violent. If the British prose style is Churchillian, America is the tobacco auctioneer, the Barker, Runyon, Lardner, W.W., the traveling salesman who can sell the world the Brooklyn Bridge every day. If in the 1920s, the British say, the sun never sets on the British Empire, the American motto is, there's a sucker born every minute. America is the smart aleck adolescent who's been around, the kid who has his own hot rod. New York is accustomed to gang warfare. White gangs, the Bloods, the Blood Tugs of Baltimore, the Schuylkill Rangers from Philadelphia, the Dead Rabbits from the Bowery, the Roaches Guard and the Cow Bay gangs terrorize the city, loot, raid, and regularly fight the Bulls to a standoff. Schlitz, the Sarge of Yorktown, a beer baron, has a lucrative numbers and speak operation in Harlem. His stores are identified by the box of Dutch Masters in the window. Collection day. Three Packards roll up to a store in Harlem. The street is unusually quiet.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Where are the salesmen, the new Negroes, the ham heavers, the pot wrestlers, the kitchen mechanics? Should be on their way to work.
Oh, boss.
Where are the sugar daddies and their hookers, the peddlers, the traffic cops, the reefer salesmen standing on the corner?
I don't know.
No rubbers. No chippies. No. What?
Huh?
No Rembrandt Dutch masters. Look at that.
Who's that?
That is a picture of Prince Hall, founder of African Lodge number one of the Black Masons.
Black Masons?
Yeah.
What's Daddy's home?
That's a charter the Black Freemasons received from England.
Huh?
Something's fishy.
Hey, boss. This store here ain't got no Dutch masters, too.
Prince Hall again. Call the Packers.
Hey! Hey!
Look, boys. We got a bit of a problem.
Dad! Buddy Jackson's dead!
The Hoods begin to open the car doors to assist their boss, but they're pinned in. Up on the roofs are Buddy Jackson's guards. Exaggerated lapels, bell-bottoms, hats at rakish angles. In their hands are the Thompson automatics.